Welcome everybody, Shir number 1300. With Shvach Vaidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we reached another plateau, Baruch Hashem 1300. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Zizel, Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoshe, and Le'refu Shalem Avraham Ben Chaya. Baruch Hashem, Halavai Vaita Gezunta Heit on all of us. Okay, getting back to our Malacha of Zoyre Winnowing. We're trying to finish up. We have a few more ins and outs to go through. And Bezras Hashem, we hope to get afterwards our next Malacha of Merakid, straining, sifting, and these type of Shilas which come up in the Malacha of Merakid. So, interesting question in reference to Zoyre comes up, these posts can bring down, and that is on Pesach. If one finds Chametz, let's say on Pesach, right, where you're supposed to get rid of Chametz, so on, good. Now, let's say one finds Chametz on Pesach, so he's allowed to burn it, right? So, I'm sorry, it's not allowed to burn it. You find Chametz on Pesach, one is not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov, right? On Yom Tov, obviously. Wait till Chol HaMoed. Okay, however that works. So he brings down the Sefer learning Shabbos in 3 minutes. Instead, he must cover it with a vessel and burn it on Chol HaMoed, or after Yom Tov. Okay. Now, the question comes up, however, according to some poskim, one may break it down and throw it into the wind. In other words, you have an Erev or whatever the case is, so good, not going to burn it, but you'll break it up and you're going to throw it into the wind so that it'll be dispersed and unusable, provided that they did not transgress the prohibition of toichein grinding. So whatever case in time that it's, we've spoken about in general, ein toichein achet toichein, when you grind something, let's say like bread, if it was already ground up, or matzah or whatever, so that was already grinded, so there's no isser of grinding after grinding. Okay, but just to get a minute to our question, which is interesting, we're not talking about the burning part of it, which is, right, obviously that's Hilchas Pesach, but now let's say somebody wants to throw it into the wind, and now their kavana, good, so they found the chumash, they want to do that procedure and break it up, throw it into the wind and so on, but the problem is over here that their kavana is that they want it to be dispersed into the wind by the dust we spoke about in the past. In the dust, somebody blows dust off a shelf, somebody blows dust off a safer. So a person is not really interested. It should be blown, you know, it should be dispersed into the air, which is the Malach of Zoyre. So even though you'll say it's one item, okay, we said if it's one item, it's much easier. But we said if somebody's kavana is that this item should be dispersed into the air, it could be problematic, number one. Number two, if you're dealing with gedulei karka, something that grew from the ground, dust is not something that grew from the ground. Something grew from the ground and you want it to be dispersed into the air. And even though it's one item, that already is becoming problematic, according to many paiskims over here. Let's say in the case of the bread, right? Somebody wants to throw the crumbs up into the air or throw it into the wind, and they want it, bedavka, to be dispersed. So that already could be running into a problem. So that's the question. Okay, so just real quickly to quote, I don't want to get into it really at all. It's the Hilchas Pesach. It's in Tof Mem Vav Hilchas Pesach. And basically, if somebody finds chametz on Pesach, how to work it, so you cover it with a kli, whatever the case is, but if it's on Yom Tov, so they talk about on Yom Tov. But make a long story short, to going through the various different ways, one of the ways they do bring down, in a case in time that there was bittul and so on. Okay, but in case, he says, Lemaisa Mishabura brings down, one of the ways is to grind, to break it up and throw it up into the wind, in conjunction with those halachas. But the question is over here, you know, it's Yom Tov. How could I throw it up into the wind? Could be a problem of Zoyre winnowing, right? Because it's something that grew from the ground. Okay, there's no toichin, there's no grinding. It's ein toichin achat toichin. There's no grinding after grinding, but it's something that grew from the ground, and I want it to disperse with the wind. So how do we work that?
So the
bottom line is, it is a machlokes doing such a thing. The Ma'aser Mishabura does bring it down as one of the things to do in that case, again, Hilchas Pesach, which we're not getting into right now, and that is, throwing the crumbs into the air and just having it disperse. So the Sefer Shabbos Home brings down that Lamaisa, the Mishabur is really going Lishitasai, that he holds, right, it's only one item, so it's not a major problem, and he brings down, he quotes actually from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, But actually, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's a big problem. You should not be doing that because, again, one wants the wind itself to disperse it. So be it as it may, it is a major machlekes. Even on the Mishnah Berurah, it's a Deblai but a Tzarachin. He brings down, doesn't say for Shabbos home. And he says, the Lamais are throwing breadcrumbs, for example. Some Paiskim advise that one should not throw breadcrumbs from a height if they will be scattered by the wind, like in our case over here in reference to Pesach, if somebody finds the crumbs on Pesach. Now, the Sefer Kalalim brings down another case which comes up also in Mutter Be'erev Pesach. Let's say Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. That's another interesting case which could come up. Shechalias b'Shabbos l'nar ruach ha'chametz, and the person just wants to throw the leftover crumbs, as they call it, into the wind, right, and have it scatter. So that's another shaila which comes up. Shenisha k'day levare toli b'machlekes. So he says also lemaisa it depends on that whole machlekes that we've been talking about. It's one item, or do you need bedafka two items? But again, over here the problem is va'afal pisha einim mevare oichel psoilus. He says on the bottom, says the same for Klalim on page Lama Gimel Ois 35, you're not separating bad and good, which is the main problem, right? When a person throws something which grew from the ground, like bread, right, or crumbs or whatever, and they have in mind, they bedafka want it to spread out. That's when you're throwing that chumas, you want it, right? That's mefazer lava. You're throwing it up into the wind and so on. Uchashem mefazer chumas leruach Pesach. So Bedafka, that's what he says, that a person, when they're throwing this chametz, whether it's on Pesach in the case like the Mishnah Berurah was talking about, again, we're not getting into the Hilchos Pesach part of it at all right now, but I just understand the case of how it applies to Zayra, or you're doing it when Shabbos is Erev Pesach, right, and that's one way of getting rid of it, and the mamash, you throw it into the wind. So, but the lemaisa chashem v'fazer chomis l'riach pesach. But you want, the person has in mind that the wind should separate and should spread out the bread all over the place, and plus the bread is gedulei karka, so it becomes problematic then. But lemaisa he does bring down from that shulchan aruch harav which we quoted, who was makel in this whole instance as far as the zayra part, the winnowing. He says avol yesh matirim lenar hachametz. This whole thing of throwing it would be Issa Midrabban. We're talking about where there's an Erev, obviously. We're not talking about where there's a problem of carrying. But he says in both of these cases, the Kevin says Rias Chametz is us Rak Midrabbanan, or on Yom Tov, like we said, is us Midrabbanan. Loyach Miru Chachamim b'Makom Mitzvah. So Makom Mitzvah, they allowed it to be done. And not just that, he brings down on the bottom the im lo yifar chametz levruach. So if somebody wouldn't do it like this, they wouldn't throw it. There are other ways of getting rid of it also. But if somebody, in other words, if somebody doesn't do it, they don't throw it into the air. One could be over al isa deraisa bal yeroe, right? That you can't see any chametz in your house on Pesach. So, but like he says, v'hine yesh oid eitzel lezeh, lizrek ha-chametz l'tzach b'esakisi, he could flush it down the toilet and so on. So there are other ways of getting rid of it also, like when Shabbos comes out on Erev Pesach. So you don't bedafka have to do this. But be it as it may, bottom line is, it is a machlekes. So the bottom line is, if it's possible somebody in these instances to get rid of it a different way, especially when it's Shabbos that falls on Erev Pesach, flushing it down the toilet and so on. But I mean, if somebody did it through the wind, they threw it into Bedafka, into the wind, there is what to rely on. We did see the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah like that, Lishitase. That's how the Mishnah Berurah goes down the line because of the fact it's one item. But it is Machlokes. Aruch HaShulchan said it's a major problem. So if possible, one should try and get rid of it in these instances, a different way, like we spoke about. Somebody did it, there is what to rely on. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch HaKol Tov.